Yo, yo, yo. Hey, hey, hey. What's going on, man? Welcome to another episode of Dialogue Heavies with yours truly, Michael Anthony McMillan. Today's a new episode, guys. It's been a while. I know it's been a while. I've been shooting and trying to promote my last film, Fragmented. We did quite well. We are on Amazon Prime now. If you ever want to check that out, Fragmented on Amazon Prime. So it's been almost a year. But I got something that I feel is very strong from a writer's point of view that I wanted to express. It's about a gentleman. The story is called 18, and it's about a father and a son and their relationship. And basically, it comes from a place of, you know, fathers, all the different type of father figures that I've always had in my life, mixed with myself and the type of conversation I'd have with my son if I had to have a last conversation with my son. So I don't want to explain too much. I just want to get into it because I know these recordings can only be about an hour long. So I'm going to get into it. This new short film of mine, which I plan on recording sometime in 2021, is called 18. And here we go. 18, written by Michael Anthony Millen. Interior. Kaylin's room. Bedroom. Day. Kaylin, 18, the tall, lanky teenager, sleeps on his bed in socks and underwear. His room is typical teenage filth. Clothes scattered everywhere. Open books on the floor and desk. Under a pile of clothes, Kaylin's phone rings. He answers it without even checking to see who it is. Yes, Valentina. Do you know what time it is? Kaylin looks over at the clock on his desk that reads 3:15. It's 3, Kaylin. Valentina interrupts. It's past 3, Kaylin. You gonna just sleep through your whole 18th birthday? Nah, says Kaylin. I just got home from the skate rink a couple hours ago. Mm-hmm. And how was that? Says Valentina. Kaylin yawns. All right. It ain't cooking, but it'll do for now. I'm not talking about that. I see you got a new follower on your IG, says Valentina. Okay. Okay. All right. Keep playing and talking to these girls at the skate rink if you want, Kaylin. You're going to get one of them terribly beat up, Kaylin laughs. I don't even be talking to girls like that. Whatever, says Valentina. So did you tell Dad the news yet? Did he kill you? Would I be here right now if he did, Valentina? Shut up. What did he say? Was he excited? Kaylin, would you be if you were him? So he was mad. Kaylin looks around at his room in silence. Nah, he was like, I don't know, whatever about it. Like, he didn't even trip that hard. Oh my gosh, Kaylin, says Valentina. You didn't tell him? What? Yeah, I did, says Kaylin. Valentina interrupts again. You're such a fucking liar, Kaylin. Stop playing and tell him I'm pregnant. All right, says Kaylin. And that you're taking a year off of school to get us situated. I will, says Kaylin. Good. And do it before I get there for dinner tonight. Kaylin rubs his head in frustration. You need to be more responsible, Kaylin. Things are going to get harder when the baby comes, not easier. Kaylin stands up is about to throw his phone, but doesn't release it. Instead, he screams into it. I know, Val. Then be a man and tell him what's going on, says Valentina. I just fucking said I will, says Kaylin. Kaylin throws his phone at the wall and it explodes. He storms out the room. Interior, kitchen, continuous. Kaylin enters the immaculately clean kitchen and opens the refrigerator. Inside is all healthy foods and drinks, all except for a can of Coca-Cola, which is what Kaylin grabs and opens it as he leaves the kitchen. Interior, living room, continuous. Kaylin plops on the couch in yet another spotless room. He grabs the remote to turn on the television, but nothing happens. Ugh! The fuck? Kaylin turns the remote over, and the label reads, bedroom. Kaylin rolls his eyes and gets up. Interior, Dad's bedroom, continuous. Kaylin knocks on the door. Opens it as he pokes his head in. Dad! Kaylin looks around. The bed is perfectly made and everything is in its rightful place. He sees the remote on the nightstand, walks over to it, and switches them. He is about to walk out when he sees a half of a marijuana blunt in an ashtray. Kaylin grabs it, grabs the lighter next to it and lights it and inhales deeply. His eyes immediately bulge and he coughs out loud. Coughs out a loud cloud of smoke. How she gonna tell me I ain't a man? Shit, I'm a man. Kalen takes a smaller puff of the blunt and burns himself. Shit. He drops the remote to the floor. One of the batteries rolls under the bed. God damn it. He drops to his knees and reaches under the bed for the battery when he feels something bigger. He grabs it and brings it up. What the hell is this? This better not be my birthday gift, I know that. Kalen unzips an worn-out shaving kit, and inside there are needles, a bent-up spoon, and a few plastic packets of... Inside looks like black tar. The fuck is this? Kalen looks frustrated. Right then, he hears the front door being opened. He tosses the bag back under the bed and runs out of the room. Interior living room continuous. Kalen runs in and throws himself on the couch right as the door opens. Dad, a 36, well-built, neatly dressed man, stands at the open doorway with his hands full of groceries. Out of breath. What's up, Dad? What's up? Says Dad. You see me with these groceries, boy? Oh, says Kalen. Kalen runs over and takes some bags out of his hand. Sorry, Dad. Dad looks at Kalen, then leans in to smell him. Kalen moves back. Sorry, my ass. You heard me fooling around with those locks. What were you doing? Nothing, says Kalen. Too fast. Dad looks at Kalen with pursed lips. What? Says Kalen. Says Dad. Dad walks away with Kalen behind him. Interior, kitchen, continuous. Kalen and Dad enter and start to unload their groceries. You better stay out of my room, I know that. I know the difference between my weed and whatever crap it is they put in y'all stuff today. That shit'll kill you, Kalen mocks Dad behind his back. Dad continues, you ask first, understand me? Kalen straightens up before Dad turns around. Yes, sir. You don't do any of that stuff, right? What stuff, says Kalen. Any of it. Pills, syrup, heptamines, or Kalen less. It's methamphetamine, Dad. I don't give a damn what you call it, says Dad. You better not be doing it. You better leave. You leave for college tomorrow, and I don't need you ruining your life with that shit. I won't, and I don't, Dad, says Kalen. Good. Now, what's our rule? Kalen rolls his eyes. If God didn't make it, Kalen and Dad say together, we don't take it. That's right, says Dad. Dad smiles a proud smile at Kalen and walks over to him to give him a hug. Happy birthday, son. Thanks, Dad. The two let go and continue to put groceries away. So, Pop, says Kalen, what'd you get me, you know, for my birthday? You're breathing right now, aren't you? Says Dad. Kalen shakes his head. I gave you life, boy. That should be enough. Man, says Kalen, you say that every year, and every year is true. Yeah, Dad, but this one's special. I thought that, Dad interrupts. Expectation is the quickest road to disappointment, son. Says Kalen. That may be with me being an adult now, you might want to hook me up with a little something, something. Oh, says Dad. You thought I was going to get you something for your birthday. Yes, says Kalen. Oh, your 18th birthday? The day that, by law, I'm officially not liable for your actions or your well-being anymore. That day today. Yes, Dad. Dad tries to hold in his laugh, but fails. You stupid. Kalen is flustered. Man, you cheat, Dad. You goddamn right, says Dad. White people like to call it frugal, but I like cheap. People hear that, and they just run the other way. Dad smiles proudly. Kalen, you got to spend your money on something, Pop. Or what's the point of making it in the first place? The point is, says Dad, is for me to make it and keep it in my pocket so I ain't got to be around here begging like your ass. Come on, Pop, says Kalen. You can spare a couple $100 for your boy turned man. Look, I graduated top 5 in my class. I lettered in 3 sports and I was state wrestling champ. Shoot, I would have even been prom king too if it wasn't for that chump Tyrell. All that's got to be worth something, right? Yeah, son. You're right, says Dad. Dad reaches into his pocket. Yes. Kalen holds his hand out and Dad slaps it down with nothing in it. A good starting point. Oh, man. Dad, towards a disciplined life. Besides, those accolades were for you, not me. You want to impress me, you know what I want to see, says Dad. I know, a college degree. Yes, sir, says Dad. First one in the family. Dad, I don't need a degree to cook. Dad looks at Kaylin intensely. The hell you don't. For real, says Kaylin. Things have changed in the world, Pop. Kids are making millions of dollars on YouTube and TikTok, says Dad. Besides, degrees don't do anything for you anymore. Did you know 53% of college grads are either unemployed or underpaid in jobs that they didn't even want to go to school for? That they didn't even go to school for? I don't care what the statistics say. You going to college tomorrow, says Dad. All right. I mean, look at you. You did all right, says Kaylin. You mean work three jobs while studying for my state license? Then sing and dance for my first clients who lowballed me for the first 10 years in business? Dad scoffs. Believe me, college is way easier. Dad, that's just business, Dad interrupts. You're going to college tomorrow. Understood? Yeah, says Kaylin. Good. Now go get your gloves, says Dad. Come on, Dad. Man, it's my birthday. I leave for school tomorrow. I don't want to go to work. I don't want to go work out today. Dad shakes his head. All right, you stay inside. Dad walks to the door of the kitchen. But I'll tell you one thing. It's the things that I didn't want to do in this life that got me everything I have. Dad walks out. Kaylin rolls his eyes, then walks behind him. Exterior, house, backyard, day. Kaylin and Dad do various exercises. So, Valentina coming tonight? Yes, sir, says Kaylin. How is she doing with the whole, you know, long distance thing? Huh? Oh, she cool with it, says Kaylin. We'll see how long that lasts. As long as we want it to last, says Kaylin. Dad looks at Kaylin and smiles. Kaylin, what? Nothing. Puppy love. Kaylin laughs. Love? I ain't in love. Yeah, you are, boy. You so in love, it's coming out your eyes. Besides, you know what? It's a blessing to find the right woman early in life. Early? Says Kaylin. Nah, I should be out there playing the field right about now. Sure, says Dad. If you chasing diseases and headaches, who? That ain't gonna be me. Oh, you exempt now, huh? Nah, says Kaylin. I just know how to talk to the ladies, Pop. Plus, I'm a jock. And I'm smart, so I'm basically the total package. Dad shakes his head. Total package, huh? What about the skid marks total package left in his shorts last week? I should go up to the school and show the girls how cool you really are. Aw, man. Come on, Pop. That's messed up. Yeah. All I know is you better not come in here talking about I'm a grandpop. What? Says Kaylin. Y'all were 18 when you had me. You turned out fine. Oh, shut up, boy. Says Dad. The hell you know about fine? Your mother lost her life giving birth to you, and I was just left a child raising a child. You call that fine? Yeah, but you survived. Oh, catching the bus in the rain to doctor's appointments, standing in line for hours to get free Similac, babysitters, daycare. Dad shakes his head. Yeah, survived about sums it up, but that's not gonna be you. After you finish college and get a six-figure gig, then you can get married and have a kid. Dang, says Kaylin. Dang, Dad. You got my whole life figured out, huh? Dad takes a drink of water. Well, I ain't getting married, says Kaylin. So there's one part of the plan gone. What you mean, says Dad. What you mean, says Kaylin. I ain't getting some stupid certificate that says I belong to someone for the rest of my life. And if it goes south, I'm responsible for her financially for the rest of her life? Heck no, you can add that, Pop. So what, says Dad. You just gonna say, this my girl, when you introduced her in public? Like she just your lady friend or something? Pretty much, says Kaylin. Then you stupider than I thought, boy. And really, if she accepts that crap, she ain't that much smarter than you, Kaylin smiles. Dad continues. Do you even know what it means to be married, boy? Nope, says Kaylin. But I know better than I know more than half of people who get married end up divorced. That's because they didn't like each other to begin with, says Dad. Like is what keeps people together. Really? Says Kaylin. I thought Dad interrupted. Shut up, boy, and listen. Love is made to make us do things out of necessity, like me feeding you and wiping your ass for all these years. But when you like someone, You do things because you want to. There's a big difference. A lot of people that don't make it run out of like, not love. Kaylin thinks that over. Yeah, but do I need a piece of paper from the state to commiserate my like for a chick? Well, says Dad, a hard head does make a soft ass, so. A what? Says Kaylin. But I like Valentina though, says Dad. She loves hard and she don't take no shit. Your mama was like that. I don't know, Dad. Val is crazy. Yeah, she's the good kind though. Kaylin nods his head. Dad, I gotta tell you something. What? I've been thinking about what I want to do next. With what? With my life, Dad. Okay. So spit it out then, boy. Kaylin freezes up. You want to get a side job, says Dad, right? While you're in school? We already talked about this, Kaylin interrupts. No, Dad! I need to... Kaylin freezes again. He looks up at the clock. Shit! Crap. I told Val I'd pick her up an hour ago. Kaylin runs up to the back patio steps. Hey, says Dad. Kaylin stops and looks at Dad. You were saying? Kaylin thinks for a while. Yeah, I was thinking of getting a job on campus for the first semester, but maybe I should settle in with my classes first, like you said, right? Yeah, says Dad. Good thinking, son. Don't overwhelm yourself. Kaylin shakes his head in disappointment. That's how these kids end up dropping out. But not you, right, son? You gonna finish, says Dad with a smile. Yes, sir, says Kaylin. Kaylin looks at his dad and why he smiles and then just leaves. Interior, exterior, house, night. Dad is outside grilling steaks. Kaylin and Valentina set the table. Kaylin, says Dad. Yeah, Dad? How you like your steak again? Well done. It's not how men eat steak. Well, make me a girl. I don't want blood in my food. Whatever. How about you, honey? Valentina. I want the heart still beating, Dad. Yes, says Dad. Now that's a woman. You pick well, son. Kaylin grabs plates out of the cabinet and gives them to Valentina as they set the table. Dad's had a few, huh? Yeah, says Kaylin. You look good, baby, says Valentina. Thanks. Valentina kisses Kaylin. You smell good, too. Kaylin is nervous. Valentina can see it in his eyes. What's wrong with you? Nothing. What? Valentina searches in his eyes again. Kaylin, you still haven't told him? It's hard, all right, says Kaylin. For 18 years, this guy's been barking in my ear telling me you gotta go to college. You better graduate college. Now when it's time to go, I'm supposed to act like it's easy to just break his heart? Break his heart, says Valentina. Bullshit. You scared you're gonna whoop your ass. That's what you scared of. I ain't scared, says Kaylin. And I ain't had an ass whooping in years. Whatever, says Valentina. Go out there and tell him then. Valentina smirks condescendingly. Kaylin puffs up his chest and walks out to the patio. Hey, Dad. Dad looks up from the fire, then back down. Huh? Kaylin looks back at Valentina. Valentina waves him on. Dad, says Kaylin. Yeah, boy. You gonna make me burn these steaks. Says Kaylin. You need a beer? No, thank you, son. These steaks require something a bit more special. Please open that bottle of wine in the fridge. Okay. Kaylin walks past Valentina. Pussy, says Valentina. What? I'll get him liquored up, then I'll tell him. Valentina scoffs. You serious? Please, and no thank you, son. Yeah, mission accomplished. Interior, house, dining table, night. Dad, Kaylin, and Valentina eat. What? Says Valentina. You never told me Dad was an actor? Yeah, I have, says Kaylin. Well, maybe in passing. Dad takes a drink of his wine. But yeah, he did some commercials, a few independent films before my mom got pregnant. He even had to speak Korean in one of his roles. No way! Speak some Korean, Dad, says Valentina. Dad ignores Valentina and takes another bite of his food. We still got a copy somewhere around here, right, Dad? No, says Dad. What happened? Then what happened, says Valentina. Kaylin and Dad eat in silence while Valentina look back and forth between them. Well, he, Dad interrupts, I had to be a man. I couldn't keep chasing Folder's dreams forever. I had a family to look after, too. See, I didn't have parents like y'all do to help me settle into adulthood. I had to choose my dreams. Dad looks at Kaylin and smiles. He rubs his shoulder. Or this guy. Heavy price to pay, but we made do. Right, son? Yep, says Kaylin. That's why I want you kids to get your schooling and set yourself up right. I always say, for the betterment of humanity, you got to do two things in this life. One, take care of your parents. Make sure they know that you're going to be okay when they're gone. And two, make sure you leave a legacy for your children that they can respect and hopefully eat off of, too. Dad smiles and takes another drink. Kaylin looks from dad to Valentina. Valentina nods for him to tell his dad of their secret. Kaylin looks down at his plate again. Valentina fumes. Ugh. I'm pregnant, Dad. Dad immediately looks up at Valentina. You're what? Valentina, or Kaylin. Val, what did I tell you? What? I had to, Kaylin. He thinks you're leaving for college tomorrow. Both Kaylin and Valentina stop. They realize what they just unleashed. What the hell are you talking about? Says Dad. Damn, Val, says Kaylin. Valentina shrugs nervously. Dad, you got something to tell me, boy? Kaylin looks from Dad to Valentina and back to Dad. Dad, I'm gonna take a year or so off of school so I can take care of Val and the baby. Dad looks at Kaylin with that parental disappointment. So you just gonna throw your life away before it even starts, huh? Pregnant. Sorry, Dad, says Kaylin. Don't say sorry to me, says Dad. Say sorry to that baby. Valentina gets up frustrated. She wants to talk but leaves the table instead. Why would you do that to yourself, son? I didn't know what I was doing, Pop. It just happened. And what's going to happen with school? Well, I probably won't go straight to university when I get back. Dad shakes his head hurt. You're never going to go back. Yes, I will, Dad. 40% of high school grads who take a year off from school still end up getting their four-year degree. If you were smart enough to look that up, you should have been smart enough to realize that's a failing average, boy, says Dad. But I can do it, Dad. I know I can. Valentina, who clearly heard everything, re-enters the room. We have a plan, you know. Dad looks at Valentina angrily. You don't talk to me. I'm talking to my son. Dad, says Kaylin. You probably put him up to it, says Dad. Kaylin. Dad, Valentina. Put him up to it? Put him up to what? Having sex? Dad, what kind of parent lets their daughter open her legs at 18 anyways? Kaylin shakes his head. Valentina. The same kind that let their sons. Would you guys stop? Says Kaylin. He's ruined his life having a baby with you, says Dad. Kaylin. Valentina. Kaylin, you better get him. What do you guys think you're going to do now, huh? Never mind. I'll tell you. You're going to live in a one-bedroom shack in the hood, working two jobs each to make rent, telling yourself everything is okay because you got love. What's wrong with that? Says Valentina. Dad, stupid kids. You'll be separated for that baby's out of diapers. Dad points his finger at Kaylin intently. This is exactly what I was trying to prevent. We'll be fine, Dad. I just got a job at the skate rink. Val is over at Target. We've been saving every penny, just like you taught me. Dad takes a drink. We even got an apartment. Congratulations, says Dad. I'm telling you, Dad, nothing you ever said fell on deaf ears. Kaylin looks at Valentina. And that's the real reason why I didn't want to say anything until tonight. I wanted to have my ducks in a row. Valentina rubs his shoulder. Valentina, Dad, Kaylin is hard-headed and stubborn and temperamental, but he's also super smart. He's been handling his schoolwork and holding down a regular job, all while waiting on me hand and foot. When he talks about his plans for our future, I can see it. I believe in him. He's a good man because he comes from a good man. Dad turns his eyes away from Valentina. She continues, and he's going to be a good father. Kaylin and Valentina look to Dad, who rubs his face and head. No, that wasn't my plan. Valentina sinks into the chair, but Kaylin is angry. That's because it's my life, Pop. Your plan for my life ended at 12 a.m. this morning. Dad laughs. Is that right? Yeah, says Kaylin. College was your plan. I told you before I want to cook, Pop, but you don't listen to me. If I get a job as a cook, I can essentially be paid to go to college. Don't you think that's better than being in $100,000 in debt by the time I'm 22? And who knows? Maybe I had a chance to open up a restaurant and one day even be on Food Network. Dad shakes his head. Stupid ass kid. You'll fail and you'll be back here begging for your room in a year. Kalen starts to rub his face intently. Why don't you believe in him? Says Valentina. Dad shrugs his shoulder. It's a fact. Kalen, no. It's because he didn't believe in himself. The hell are you talking about now? Says Dad. You can say whatever you want, says Kalen. But you quit as an actor. Oh yeah? Says Dad. Yep, says Kalen. You started that little business as a safety net. And you used raising me as an excuse not to go after what you really wanted. That's why you always so bitter when we watch movies together. Kalen, says Valentina, that's enough. You better listen to your little girlfriend. No, it's true, says Kalen. You put all this pressure on me to accomplish shit that you didn't even do. You don't care if I'm happy. You just want to live through me. But this is my life, and I'm going to live it how I want to, says Kalen. Dad takes a sip of his drink and looks up at Kalen and Valentina. All right. Kalen looks at his father expectantly. Then after a while, him and Valentina leave the room. Interior, Kalen's bedroom, night. Kalen turns on the light in his room to see the same huge mess from earlier. Valentina takes a deep breath and hits Kalen on the chest with a bunch of plastic bags. Series of shots. Kalen stuffs his clothes in bags. Valentina organizes the computer desk. Kalen clears the closet. Valentina makes the bed. Kalen takes down a Gordon Ramsay poster. Valentina wipes down the table with Lysol. Kalen and Valentina look back at the room. Bags in hand, it looks completely different. Valentina kisses Kalen while she holds on to him. End of shots. Exterior, house, front yard, night. Kalen's car is full of bags. He pushes down on the trunk until it closes. Then he runs back inside the house. Exterior, backyard, continuous. Dad slowly rocks back and forth in his chair and enjoys a lit fire pit with a marijuana blunt in one hand and a drink in the other. Kalen looks at him from the top of the stairs with Valentina behind him. Hey, Dad, I'm all packed. I got everything I'm going to need for tonight. Okay, says Dad. Dad tries to get up from his chair but falls back into it. Kalen looks at Valentina, then walks down to him. You gonna be all right, Dad? Val and I can stay if you want. No, son, I'm fine. Besides, says Dad, if she stayed over less in the past, we wouldn't be in this position we're in now, right? Kalen looks up at Valentina, who clearly didn't hear the comment. Dad laughs. Dad, says Kalen, it's true. Now come here, you little motherfucker, says Dad. Kalen and Dad hug. Ah, where did the time go? Where did the time go? Says Dad. I don't know, Pop. You know your mom would have been so proud of you. She loves you. You know that? Even if she never met you, I know, Pop. She still talks to me, too. You know, if she were here, she would tell you to get an abortion and go to college. Kalen pushes away from Dad. The fuck, Dad? What? Says Valentina. Nothing, says Kalen. I told him, says Dad. Kalen interrupts. Dad, don't. Dad continues. I told him, if you wanted to kill the baby, you still got time. That's all. Jesus Christ, Dad. What? I'm just saying. You're a fucking psycho, says Valentina. What? Dad looks back and forth between Kalen and Valentina. Kalen shakes his head. Dad continues. Oh, right. I mean, terminate. You know, you could still terminate the... Kalen interrupts. Would you stop already, you fucking junkie? Valentina looks from Kalen to Dad, unsure, but surprised. Dad looks to have sobered in a matter of seconds. What did you just say? You think I didn't know, says Kalen, about that crap. I found your stash under the bed today. Dad smiles. Kalen continues. I can't believe I ever listened to your, if God don't make it, we don't take it bullshit. And you got the nerves to chastise me for my decisions? Kalen walks away. You done? Says Dad. I'm out, man. Kalen waves him off and continues to walk upstairs. It was your mother's, says Dad. Kalen turns around. What? That was hers, says Dad. Up until the day she found out she was pregnant with you. Kalen looks at Valentina, then back to his dad. Dad continues. She gave that shit up cold turkey. On the spot. Bam. That's how strong she was. That's how much she loved you. You fucking kids. You know about love. You don't know shit. She went on to glory, and I was alone with a baby. What was I supposed to do, huh? You think I'm perfect? The fuck am I, Jesus Christ now? Dad paces around. He talks more to himself than to Caleb. Nah, but I ain't no punk. I ain't no pussy either. I got tough, right? I went to work every day, that's right. Every day, rain or shine. Dad somehow finds a way to laugh. Started a business, okay, you got a business now. Now you gotta save, yeah. No new car, no fancy clothes, no focus on your future. No, focus on Kay's future. All right, now save. All right, 15 years, you gotta save. Then boom, now we got the house. Yeah, we got the house. First in the family, baby, got that house. Oh, but you can't stop now. What about Kay? Okay, for Kay, okay, we got private school. Now you gotta do that. Now you gotta go to that and do that, pay for that. Back to school nights, parent teacher conference, basketball games, football practice, college applications, but the fuck? The fuck about, what about me? Dad crumbles to the ground. Kaylin comes and puts his arm around Dad. Dad, I'm sorry, man. Thank you. Kaylin and Dad hug. Thank you, man, for everything. Kaylin looks at his dad in his eyes. Look on the bright side, Pop. With me not going to college, I'll be right here for you to remind me every day what you've done for me. The two laugh together. Kaylin looks up at Valentina. Hey, Val, let's drop off that stuff at the apartment and head back here for a movie or something. Valen shakes her head. Kaylin looks at his dad, then back to her like, come on. Valentina reluctantly nods. Okay. All this tension got me wanting ice cream anyway. What's your flavor again, Dad? Dad, pistachio and cookie dough. But, Kaylin and Dad say it together. Not the kind with chocolate chips, just plain cookie dough. Everybody laughs. All right, babe, let's go then. Dad, you gonna be all right? Yeah. You wanna come? Check out my new place? Dad smirks. Go, boy. Kaylin punches him in the shoulder and goes to Valentina. All right, we'll be back in about an hour. Hey, Pop. Hey, find the Korean movie so we can watch it all together. Val's gonna trip out. Yeah, all right, says Dad. Kaylin reaches the door and looks back at his dad, who looks in deep thought as he stares at the fire. We'll be back, says Kaylin. Dad waves him off. Kaylin leaves. Next day, interior. Kaylin and Valentina's apartment day. Kaylin and Valentina sleep on an air mattress surrounded by bags and boxes. Kaylin's phone buzzes, but is barely audible. Valentina wakes up to find the phone and throws it at Kaylin and it hits his bare back. Ah! Says Kaylin, wake up! That crap's been going off all night, says Valentina. Kaylin looks around with his eyes open. With one eye open. He finally realizes where he is and is startled. Fuck, what time is it? Look at your phone, stupid. Kaylin is frantic. He looks in different bags for clothes. We left my dad. So what? Says Valentina. He was being a dick anyway. That's not the point, Val. Kaylin picks up his phone. It's cracked and nothing's visible. Fuck! I can't. Where's your phone? Mine? Mine's dead. The fuck? I told you to bring up the charger from the car. Fuck, we gotta go. Now, Val. Interior, exterior, house, day. Kaylin pulls up and runs inside the house. Dad! Kaylin checks his room, then checks dad's room. Interior, living room continues. On the television, Dad's old Korean movie plays. Kaylin is out of breath when he finds him in the lazy boy chair, dead. With the shaving kit knocked over on the floor and a needle in his arm and phone in his hand. Kaylin walks over and sits on the couch. Eventually, he takes the phone out of his hand and can see for himself that his dad has called him 15 times and sent a text that says, I'm sorry. Kaylin calls 911. Sometime later. Exterior, house, front yard, day. A black Mercedes pulls up and parks in front of the house. Interior, Kaylin's room. Continuous. Kaylin's room has completely changed. The walls are pastel pink and white with photos of the family everywhere. Kaylin plays with his baby daughter in her crib.
Hey, my little fat, you hungry? I know you hungry.
Babe, where's that? Right then, Valentina walks into the room. Would you quit yelling, boy? I'm right here.
I'm a baby.
Kaylin picks up the baby and he and Valentina both make funny faces at her. The doorbell rings.
Who is that? Who is that, huh? Who's at the door? Won't you go find out? Says Valentina. Callan looks at her dead-faced and then hands her the baby. Interior house. Living room continuous. Callan opens the door and Jim, 50s, an older man is dressed in a suit there. Is standing there. Jim! What's up, man? Says Callan. Callan goes in for a hug while Jim holds his hand out. Jim isn't quite sure what to do. Callan hugs him anyway. Good morning, Mr. Callan. How are you? Good, Jim. And like I said, it's just Callan. Okay, says Jim. May I come in? Sure. Interior, dining room continues. Jim sits across the table from Callan. Valentina brings Jim a glass of lemonade and stands behind Callan. Jim, I'll start off with the bad news. Callan and Valentina look at each other, then back at Jim. Okay, the toxicology report did come back positive for heroin. Callan rubs his head while Valentina rubs his shoulder. So Dad's life insurance will not pay out. They deemed the cardiac arrest an after effect to the drugs since he was in good health. Callan rubs his head again. I knew it. Fuck. How much was that? Does it matter, babe? I was okay, says Valentina. Callan looks back at Jim. Sorry, Jim. Bills, a new baby. Jim nods. Dad told me it was hard, but fuck. Jim smirks. No problem, Mr. Callan. Jim hands over some papers. Okay. If you will, sign these for me. Callan looks the papers over. Jim, that will finalize your full ownership of the house. Callan signs it and tries to hand it back. Oh, no, Miss Valentina as well. Valentina smiles and signs before handing it back to Jim. Jim, you two getting married made this process so much easier and go about 2 months faster, so congratulations. Callan pulls Valentina close to him. She kisses him on the head. The tax benefits alone, says Jim. Jim shakes his head. Anyway, and these? Jim hands them more papers. Finalizes the sale of Dad's business and the liquidation of all his assets. Callan and Valentina sign the papers and hand them back. Jim hands them an envelope. Your portion. And this, the piece de resistance. Jim pulls out another piece of paper. These are the terms of your new lease. Wait, what? We got it, says Kayla. Jim nods his head. We actually got it? Got what, Valentina? We actually got what? Sorry, babe, but I applied to get us this place thinking that we wouldn't qualify, but Jalen comes to qualify for what, Kaylin? We got our restaurant, baby. We got a fucking restaurant. What? Says Valentina. Kaylin and Valentina jump up and down while they hug. Yep. Right after you sign here, says Jim. Kaylin and Valentina hug again. Jim smiles at the couple. Kaylin opens the envelope to see a check for $1.6 million. Holy shit! Says Kaylin. Kaylin shows the check to Valentina. I know he was a prick sometimes, but I love your father, babe. Me too, says Kaylin. Valentina looks at Jim. Jim. Kaylin smirks. You know how hard it's been? You don't know how hard it's been. And if what? What his name was? Okay. She says, sorry guys. You don't know how hard it's been. And if what's his name wasn't here right now, Valentina gestures towards Callan, who smiles. I'd kiss you so hard. Callan laughs. Shit. If you don't, I will. Jim smiles as he packs his briefcase. I'm all done here, guys. Oh, come on, Jim. Stay for a drink or something, says Callan. Oh, no. I have to be going. Is there anything else I can do for you guys? Callan looks at Valentina. Valentina goes to Jim and kisses him on the cheek. Thank you, Jim. Valentina gives Jim a tight hug, and as she leaves, Callan slaps her on the butt. Exterior, house, front yard. Callan has his arm around Jim as they walk to his car. Callan hands him an envelope back, and Jim stops. I don't understand. My dad called me stupid, but I ain't dumb, says Callan. Okay. You handled my dad's finances for years, Jim, and you're about the only person in the world he never talks shit about. Okay. So, I want you to do the same for us. I want you to make this money work. I want you to take this money and make it work for my family. See how much it is we need to live and run that restaurant, to live on and run that restaurant. Then, with the rest, make it multiply. Jim smiles. Smart man.
Jim walks off. Now, I wonder who could have ever taught you that. Jim slides in his car and drives off. Kaylin smirks happily, then walks back into the house. The end. All right, guys. So that is 18. What'd you think? I know it's a bit of a crazy one. And I've gotten a few notes from close friends that, particularly my homeboy Gilbert. Shout out to my man G Times. What up, honey? We're working on our next film together, too. I don't want to put too much of his information out there. But yeah, we're working on our next film, too. But yeah, this is something that's kind of near and dear to my heart. Like I said, I've always kind of, as a young black man, 36, I'll be 37 in a couple of days, about 10 days or so. And I have a 13-year-old son who's, you know, be 14 on Christmas Eve, and he's, you know, essentially 4 years away from being an adult of his own, on his own. And I've always kind of thought to myself, am I preparing him for life? Am I leading by example? Am I doing all the right things to show him how to navigate through this life? And, you know, you're never perfect, and your kids won't be perfect, and the kids after them won't be perfect. But you always kind of wonder to yourself if you're doing the right things. So, yeah, I wanted to have a conversation with myself and create these characters who are very, you know, unique in their own way and expressing themselves. So as a writer, I'm the dad, I'm the son, I'm Valentina, I'm even Jim, you know what I mean? Like, so, you know, I'm always trying to push myself to be better, but, and you never really know, you know, life kind of unfolds and it tells you in its own way, if you're doing things right or wrong, and you never really know while you're in the fire. But if you stand back and you look at the whole thing as a whole, you start to realize if you're doing okay, you know what I mean? Everything in it eventually comes full circle anyway. So you'll see if you're doing things the right way. But so that's my variation of that between all these characters. I hope you like it. It's a very, very early draft, so there'll be quite a few things that's changed. One of the notes that I got was to kind of extend the ending process a little bit. I can see how it can seem fast. You know, 1 second, you know, they're arguing. The next second, dad's dead. The next second, they're getting his inheritance, you know. I know, but, you know, I'm making it a short for a reason. So, well, I'm going to try to work on that and get some things better. But in the meantime, I hope that you had a good time with it. And if you want to leave me a message, I have changed my Instagram from Michael period McMillan to Michael the Creator on Instagram. So at Michael the Creator, if you want to leave me a message or drop me a line, tell me what you think. And yeah, so thank you guys for listening to another episode of Dialogue Heavy. I'm going to get out of your hair now and keep your ears open for the next one. Talk to you guys soon. Later. Peace. Bye. Yo.